identified in Daniel 11. I believe it's sound from that point of view. But one of the things that is lost in my mind when you try to place the story of Rome from verse 14 to 29 as a sequential event is that you lose the ability to address the time prophecy that was given for pagan Rome in verse 24, because as we get to verse 24, we'll show you how Uriah Smith and many of the pioneers have understood it, that the very last phrase of verse 24, speaking of pagan Rome, says that they were going to forecast their devices for a time, and this time was understood as biblical time, a time in Bible prophecy being a year, 360, a prophetic year, 360 days, and they understood correctly, I believe, that pagan Rome was going to rule the world for 360 years, and they marked the starting point for that in 31 BC from the Battle of Actium that finally subdued fully the nation of Egypt, the last obstacle that pagan Rome needed to overcome before it was the true fourth power of Bible prophecy, and they would continue in that place until the year 330, 360 years later. Remember, of course, that there is no year in the year zero. You go from 1 BC to 1 AD in your calculation of prophetic time. And in the year 330, Constantine moved the capital of the Roman Empire from Rome to Constantinople, and historians mark that as the end of the time period of the dominance of pagan Rome, and the disintegration began that turned them into the ten horns, and so on and so forth. But if you run these verses in a sequence from verse 14 all the way through verse 29, as Haskell and others do, then it's very difficult to make any emphasis about this time prophecy being associated with pagan Rome, because by the time you're trying to explain verse 24, you've already went past the Battle of Actium in 31 BC. But nevertheless, let's look at how we should understand verses 14 and onward. And if you remember, and I acknowledge I haven't been taking time to hang the names on all these different kings of the north and kings of the south. This information is difficult enough to understand the first time through without trying to memorize these names. I would encourage you to get the book Daniel and Revelation and look at that history all